We are learning Masechta Zilma Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning on the top on two dots. It says, "When you shneim shavim, hamuna oimer lehem etzbiu, stick out your finger when you count the fingers." Tana, we learned in a brisa, "Haitziu etzbiyai seichem leminyan." Stick out your fingers so we can count them. Freiti Gemara, v'nim lo dedu. Just make a number, 183, and count the kahanim. Count the kahanim, 1, 2, 3, 4. Why have to count the fingers? Dr. Gemara, Big Yisoid, Messiela Rav Yitzchak. Dom Rav Yitzchak, Osir Limna Yisrael Yisrael Fil Var Mitzvah. Even when it comes to a mitzvah, let's say for a minyan, and here it's for Avodah, you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. The Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk by Shaul HaMelech, when he counted the soldiers for a Mechama, which was a Mechama's mitzvah, it says, Vayifkadeim Bebezek. He counted them with shards of pottery, and that's how you count them. Everyone threw a piece of pottery into the middle, and they counted those up. That's how you knew how many people to count. So you shouldn't count people; you count bezek. Oh, parashas kisisa, bom bekasha, mashal has the kasha, mashal has the kasha. All right, parashas kisisa says lo yibem negev. You now count klai, so lo yibem negev to count machas shekel. So mashal answers that you could have learned lo yibem negev doesn't mean you now count klai. So it means, give a machzor shekel, you should have a kapara for the egel, but lo yehe behem negev. That's how you could attach the pasuk. And that's what Mashal says. The way the other mafarshim answer, Tosri Alavon answers, there you don't see it's a dvar mitzvah. There they were stam counting klai yisrael to see how many yidden there were. They weren't counting. It wasn't for dvar mitzvah. Here the chesedim for dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to count. And that's when you need these pesukim. That's a two truism to your very good kasha. Akaponim. Maskalar of Ashi, how do you know if it's going to be Bezek means? You count the shards, my high Bezek, listen to the Mivzek, who is Shema de Masu, where's the name of a city? How do you see, what do you see that Bezek is the name of a city? Kerech Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Bayimtu'u esadoine Bezek, but Bezek, you see that means a place. So maybe it just means they counted them in Bezek. What did it say they didn't count the people? Maybe they counted the people. Bezek doesn't mean shards of pottery, it means the place called Bezek. So Sam for the Gemara Elam Hacha, a different raya in times of Shaul. Says the Pasuk by Shaul, this is when he counted them before he went to the Machemes HaMalek. We know that Shaul's first job as Melech was to kill one of his first mitzvahs that he had were to kill the Amalekim and all the Amalekim. Nice, he didn't kill all the Amalekim, he left Agag Melech HaMalek alive, left the Behemoth alive, and because of that he lost his Malucha. So it says in the Pasuk, by Yishama Shaul Esa'am V'yifkdem V'tla'am, he counted them with Tla'am. That means he gave every person a Tla'am, a sheep, and they counted the sheep. And that's how he knew how many people were going on in the war, how many people were in the army, how many soldiers were going to Lamachama. So you see, he used Tla'am and not the people. Again, the reason is, because it's Issa to count Klal Yisrael. Now why is it Issa us to count Klal Yisrael? Pasha Pshah is because of Ayin Hara. It's Ayin Hara to count Klal Yisrael, and therefore we count the Tala'im, we count either the sheep, or we count a different way, and not the people themselves. Om Rav Elazar, call Amoy Neitz Yisrael, anyone who counts Klal Yisrael, Oyvi B'Lav, it's Oyvi B'Lav, Alav Medivri Kabbalah, because this Pasuk coming up is in Nach. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyu Misbar B'nei Yisrael, K'choyla Yom HaShelo Yimad V'lo Yisofer. The Klal Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, the sand by the beach, that it shouldn't be counted. It should not be measured or counted. So you see, he's alive. Lo yisafer. Lo yisafer. Rav Nachman Yitzchak got over two lives. You have two lives. He's like, you might lo yisafer, you shouldn't be counted. So he's over alive. Again, on this, Masha asks the Kasha. The Pasuk says in the Torah, Samti ezara chokachor la yom, asher lo yisafer meroiv. So why do you need the Pasuk here? The Pasuk in the Torah, asher lo yisafer. And that the Masha answers that there it says Ashaloy Yisafer Meroiv, it doesn't sound like a lav. It says they can't be counted because there's too much. Here it doesn't say Meroiv, so therefore that's why here it's Mashma more as a lav. It doesn't say Ashaloy Yisafer Meroiv from too many people. Ashaloy Yisafer, it sounds like it shouldn't count. Omar Rav Shmuel Baruch Meir Rav, Ben Yisrael Rav, he always has a steer in this pasuk from beginning to end. Ksiv Ahayim Yisrael Bnei Yisrael Kachal Yom. It says the pasuk that the count of Klai Yisrael will be like the sand on the beach. V'chsiv Ashaloy Yimayt Lo Yisafer, it can't be counted. So what is it? Is it could it be counted or can't be counted? Everything about two terutzim. One terut says, like Kasha, Kam Bizman Yisrael Oysim Yitzhani Shal Malkum. When Klai Yisrael does the Ratzim Hashem, they won't be able to be counted. That's not the word. It will not be possible to be counted. But when they don't return to Malkum, there'll be a credible amount, like Chol Hayom, but it will be able to be counted. That's one teretz. Another teretz is Rabbi Yehim Shabbat Yosef Ben Nisoi, like Kasha, Kam De Adam, Kam De Shemayim. But they Adam, they can't be counted. But De Shemayim, they can be counted. Rav Neloi Bar Idi, Amr Shmuel, Kimin Shnesmana Adam Panas Al Tzibur. Once a person gets a job in Tzarchei Tzibur, Misasher, he gets rich. How do we know that? Mikoraksiv, at the beginning, it says by Shaul, his first expedition he went out to, it says, this is before he became Melech, Siv, Yifkdem and Bezek. He counted them with the Bezek, which is pottery. They used the Tloim, so he got much wealthier, Shaul HaMelech, that he'd be able to use Tloim, sheep, to count his soldiers. But then we do, maybe every soldier gave their own Tle. And so Gemara says, no, it can't be. Im came Myra Busa the Milsa. Im came, what's the Chiddush? So there's two ways to learn this. Either the Mashal learns Pshat like this, that if it was they're giving their own, so why did they switch from Bezek to Tloim? Just use the same thing as before. Teretz is to show that his Oysher, that's why he used Tloim. Another Pshat they say is because. What's the chiddush? What's the pasuk telling us? Why they counted? What's a geya to us? How they counted? They counted not. They didn't count the people. They counted them with some kind of objects. Why does it say tolom? Teretz is to teach us that kimish someone gets a job as a tzarchei tzibur, he gets wealthier. So it says in the pasuk regarding Shaul HaMelech, he went to war against the Amalekim. It says vayovei Shaul ad ir Amalek vayorev benachal, and he fought in the swamp. Pasuk pshat means the war happened in the swamp, but. In the Nachal, by the stream, in the swamp. But the Ma'aseh Gemara darsh to something else. B'shosh Amalei Karas Baruch Hu Nachal, we know that Nachal Eson, that's by the Egla Arufa. So when the darsh that some shaykh is the Egla Arufa. B'shosh Amalei Karas Baruch Hu L'Shaul, Leich Ba'kisa As Amalek. When Karas Baruch Hu told Shaul, go kill the Amalekim. Omar, so Shaul tried to argue. And he says, Ma Nefesh Achas Omra Taira, Ma'adach, if one person gets killed, and you don't know which city is responsible. So Amar Taira, Hava Egla Rufa, the closest city has to bring Egla Rufa. You don't know which person is responsible. So the closest city has to bring Egla Rufa. So he tells Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, we're so mocked with every nefesh, we bring Egla Rufa. Call the fashas, halal, lachas, kamakam, all the nefesh we're going to kill. And the pella is that Egla Rufa is by Yid, not by a goy. So as far as Emes asks his kasha already, it's a good kasha. He says that maybe, some say the pshat is that all the malekim became gerim, in order not to get killed, so somehow Shaykh is to that. That's what some of the Farshim say to answer this kasha. But it's a big kasha. So we'll leave it as a kasha that Svasemes talks about and others talk about also that what's the Egla Rufa Shaykh. That was one taina. Taina number two. If people were chayta, what behemoths do wrong? Then Gdoilim chayta, Ktanim chayta. What do Ktanim do wrong? And the Mashal Taka says that he didn't kill the Ktanim. Because Mashal says if you had Rachmanis and Agag Melech HaMalek, he didn't kill the Ktanim either. Yotza Basko of Omerloi, turned to Behema. Yeah, turned to Behema. It doesn't matter. Like that, going to Kapshuta, it means he left Agag, like the Pasuk says, he left Agag alive. He's going to the Pasuk Pshat. Like upon him, Yotza Basko of Omerloi, Altid Tzadik Harbi. Basko came and said, Altid Tzadik Harbi, don't be a big Tzadik. If Hashem tells you to do something, don't be a bigger Tzadik than the Tzivuy of Hashem. Then there's another mindset with Shaul, which is the opposite. It shows his achzarius. You have to realize Shaul HaMelech was a huge tzaddik. We'll see later on. These were only havarius he did. Al Kaponim, there's a different story with Shaul HaMelech that when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, Shaul wanted to kill David because David wanted to be the king. And this was after Shmuel already allowed him to be king, but he wanted to be king. And Shaul held he was a married by Malchus. So Shaul was running after David to kill him. And David landed up in Noi the Ira Kahanim, and he was starving, hungry, his whole him and his entourage, and they gave him to eat. They gave him lechem aponim, actually, we learned from yesterday's blot. They gave him lechem aponim, and Shaul was very angry at the city. Doyeg Adoyim, he told him what happened, and Doyeg Adoyim said, Lashon Hara, told him what happened, and Shaul went and killed out the whole Noiv Ira Kahanim. And with Shaul, Shaomaloy, Lashaul, Doyeg, Soiv Ata, you go, pog up Kahanim, kill out the Kahanim, Yotzabasko, Amaloy, Al Tir Shahabri, Yom is too big of a Rasha. Because here you see, Shaul HaMelech was so makbid on killing the Malekim, here he kills out the whole Noiv Ira Kahanim. And here he was too much of a Rasha. Obviously, he had a cheshbon, married Malchus, whatever the cheshbon was, he had a cheshbon, they gave him kachim, there was different cheshbonis, but upon him, it was, for on Shaul HaMelech's level, it was definitely Altir Shaharbi, don't be too big of a Rasha. Om Rav Huna, Kama loy chali loy margish, look how a person will not feel his, get sick, or get hurt, Gavra Demari Messiah, the person who has Karas Baruch Hu is helping him. Because Shaul did Ba'achas one Avera of Oslo. He lost his Malucha. David, B'shtayim, David did two Averas, but Oslo, he did not lose his Malucha. His Malucha went for Darius. What are we talking about? Shaul Ba'achas Mahi, Maisa Da'agag, because the Maisa da Agag, one Aveira, they didn't kill Agag Melech Amalek, he lost his whole Melucha. Frankly, Gemara, Vayika Maisa da Noiv, it's not only one Aveira, he has two Aveiras. Maisa da Noiv, Yer HaKahanim, he killed the near every Kahanim. Zog the Gemara, no, in the Pasuk it says already, Maisa da Agag Siv already, the Pasuk says, Nechamti, Hashem tells Shmuel, Nechamti Gim Lachti HaShol, Lamelech. I already feel bad already that I made Shaul HaMelech the king because he doesn't listen. So you see, he lost the Malucha for one Aveira, and David had two Aveiras and he did not lose the Malucha. David v'shtai ma'ini, one of the two Aveiras that David HaMelech did, the Uriah v'dahasasa. The Uriah Achiti is Bathsheba's husband, and he sent Uriah Achiti to the front lines in order to be killed, and that was a taina on David, like a Ritzicha, he sent him to be killed. And that was one of his Averis. There's a kasha, the Gemara Kedushin Mavuyah, that Uriah Achiti was married by Malchus. But obviously, either the Gemara really talks about this, Gemara could be argues on that pshat in Uriah Achiti. Akapanim, one Avera of Dar HaMelech was the Uriah, and the other was the Hasasa. He was convinced to count Klal Yisrael, and because he counted Klal Yisrael at the end of his life, there was a big plague, and a lot of Klal Yisrael died because of that. So these are two Averis Dar HaMelech did. So, and still, his malucha stayed by him. Afraid the Gemara, there's more than two. But you can now meet the Maestro Bathsheba. You also have the story of Bathsheba, which he married Bathsheba while she was an Eshes Ish. It could be... Well, no, because Uriah killed, and the Maestro Bathsheba was the Maestro of Nus. It could be. It wasn't the Maestro, like the Gemara says, the Shabbos. Same story, it's two different Averis. One's Avera of Tzicha, and one's Avera of Gila Reis, whatever, on his level. Obviously, the Gemara says that it was not Chayte. There he got an oinish for that alone. The chesiv says in the pasuk, when Nasa Navi comes to him, he tells him a mashal. He says a kafza yishalim aratim. He says you're gonna lose four times as much as what you did. And what was that? He lost four. He had tzaros of four children and lost some of them. Yeled. That was the when Bathsheba's first child she had died. Amnon was killed by Avishalom, that's one of his sons. Tamar was Amnon was Ma'anis her, so he had Tzaros of Tamar. Avishalom, we know Avishalom was married by Malchus and then he got killed also. So, what? Adonio got killed? No, he was married, at the end, he's trying to take the Malucha. I don't know, that was the end of his life, and I don't know how much of a bother that was. They came and tell him, it was Bathsheba really was upset. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if that was as big tzara as these four. Akaponim, so you see, he got paid back for that Bathsheba. He got paid back for the Maisa Bathsheba. Freit the Gemara, Hosan Nabi Ifruminei, there also he got paid back by the case of Asasa, where he was convinced to count, the Klai Yisrael also got paid back. It says in the Pasuk, Vayitin Hashem, Dever, that Hashem sent a plague on Klai Yisrael, Dever B'Yisrael, Me'abaykavad Eis Moyed, Vayomis Me'al Medon, Va'abar Shav, Hashiv Me'alvish, 70,000 people died. Zog Demara, Hosom, Leif from Agufay, Hosom, Leif from Agufay, my answer is that by Bathsheba, he got paid by with his guf, his own children died. Masha Inkain, there was like a Fruma Gufay. Zakti Gemara, no, that's not Fruma Gufay. That's also not called a Fruma Gufay that his children died. That's also not called a Fruma Gufay. Lamaisa, he didn't get physical pain. So my answer is La'ai Fruma Gufay. He did get hurt by the Bathsheba, but the Maisa Bathsheba, he did get a oinish on his guf, physical oinish. Physical punishment. Rabbi Yehuda Rab, Shisha Chadosh and Mitzara David. David HaMelech became a Mitzara. He got leprosy for 6 months. Upirshu men a Sahedrin. And Sahedrin left him. Menestalkim and Ashchina. And the Ashchina left him. The Chsiv, how do you know if these two things left him? The Chsiv, Yeshuvali Yerecha V'yodeid V'secha. This is talking to Sahedrin. He says, return to me, the ones who fear Hashem, the ones who know the Torah, which is the Sanhedrin. Rechsev, Hashivli Sasin Yeshecha, which is the Shechina. He's asking back for the Shechina, diving back for the Shechina. So you see, he lost those two things. So like upon him, the Mara had three chait altogether. And one says, no, Bathsheba, he got an oynish already, begufay. Freit the Gemara, Ba'amar Rav, Kibul Dov Lashon Hara. There was a taina with the story of Tziva, Mipi Baishas. That Tziva came and told David that Mephibosheth is not sticking up for you, he's on Avshalom's side, and that's when he come to greet you. And because of that, David HaMelech gave Tziva all the nechasim of Mephibosheth. Then he split it. Bakapani was with Kabbal Lashon Hara, Amarav, Kibbal David Lashon Hara, he was a Kabbal David Lashon Hara from Tziva against Mephibosheth. Gemara says, because Shmuel, the Amalekim, the Lashonara, Shmuel holds that he wasn't really Mekabel. He saw things, maybe righteous, that he was not on his side, because he saw he came to greet him, he was all overgrown with hair, and he felt that was not Kavadik. And really, the reason why Rabbi Yishai did it, because he was in Tsar for David. But upon him, he wasn't Mekabel Lashonara, it was because we saw certain things. So the Gemara, that v'le'rav nami d'amak kibbutz l'ashnahara afrumin elamaisa, even if he rav, there was mekabel ashnahara, he got the oinus for that. D'amak rav yidam rav v'shasha amalei d'avad v'bayishas v'shas when d'avad told me v'bayishas amarti ata v'tziva t'chalkos asada. He said, now you and Tziva are going to split up the sada. Yotza baska v'amrloi, and baska came and said, rechavam v'yirav n'chalkos amalkos, because you mechalek the sada, because l'ashnahara, rechavam your son, your rechavam and your rav ben avad are going to split the malchus. So he got the oinus for that. The Gemara says weiter on the first year of Shaul's Malchus. It says Ben Shana Shaul v'Malchay. Shaul was 1 year old when he became a Melech. It doesn't mean he's 1 year old. What does that mean? Amar Ravuna ke Ben Shana Shaul Tam Tam Chet. He was like 1 year old. He didn't have any Chet. Marshal says before the Chet of Amalek, he did not have a Chet. That's a big tzaddik Shaul Melech was. So Tam Tam Chet. Maskar of Nachma Yitzchak ve'ima maybe means. When he says to me, Smerish, Rav Mitzvah says, "Ve'im ikaben shonosh luchu matit." Maybe it would say, maybe it means like a one-year-old who's covered in tit and soya because of his diapers. Maybe that's what it means. Hayno means loy tam chait. So that night when Rav Nachman went to sleep, achviu leiler Rav Nachman siyut bechalmei. They showed him a scary malach in his dream to show that he's starting off with the wrong person over here. Malach epachad mavil moysay. Rashi says they had these malachim scaring him at night. So Omar, he woke up, he said, Nesilachem Atzmois Shaul ben Kish. He says, I talked against the bones of Shaul ben Kish. But that night again, Hodo Chazah Siyutu Becham, again they came to a night in Lach Kabbalah. Omar, Nesilachem Atzmois Shaul ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. He's asking Mechila from Shaul ben Kish, Melech Yisrael, Melech Yisrael, and that helped, with the covenant of saying Melech Yisrael, that helped to take away these dreams. Akapam, so the Tayshonim asked, what was Rav Nachman thinking? That they're saying, we know he's a big tzaddik. What does he mean to say? So the Torah Shalom says, what he meant to say was that he didn't stick up for his honor. We know that Shalom Melech was a very big honor. And there's a tiny name, he was too big of an honor. He didn't have enough stoltz, he was too big of an honor. And that's what it means, Meluchuk Mitzoy. He didn't mean, of course, that he had Averis. He didn't have Averis. But he said, hey, you know, the Taich didn't have any Averis. Maybe the Taich is, he was Meluchuk Mitzoy. It means he acted like a little child, Be'anivus. And that was the tiny attack on him. Like we'll see in the next tomorrow, Metz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.